From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Chinese officials are hoping the U.S. will agree to some flexibility on pledges in their Phase 1 trade deal. This comes, sources tell AgWeb.com, as Beijing tries to contain the coronavirus health crisis that threatens domestic growth with repercussions around the world. Phase 1 has a clause that states the U.S. and China will consult in the event that a natural disaster or other unforeseeable event delays either from complying with the agreement. Idaho-based research firm Category Partners surveyed a group of consumers about the Cosmic Crisp apple, which got rave reviews. The catch? Senior Vice President Steve Lutz tells ThePacker.com, because the new apple's seen only in limited launch at this point, finding Cosmic Crisp consumers was tricky. So they identified prospective respondents from a social media site, followed by a lot of WSU alumni, figuring since the Cosmic Crisp was developed there, Cougars would be more likely to have tried it. Results? 86% said they were completely satisfied, and 74% said they'd buy Cosmic Crisp again. Go Cougs. California tomato processors expect to handle about 12 million tons of fruit this year, a figure essentially unchanged from 2019. That's good news for the state's processing tomato growers, whose 2019 crop fell short due to late-season rain and hail. With exports still uncertain, growers expect more of their harvest to be used domestically in products ranging from soup to salsa. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.